Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Can you believe that we are almost at the end of March? And being this time of year that we're in, we're about to finish our first quarter of 2024 and step into our second, which is this opportunity to take some time to reflect, review, assess, and look at our goals and see where we're heading. And this is actually something that I do each quarter myself. And this is why I've decided to take my very process and bring it to you. So the first part of my process when I look at my quarter, but also my year as a whole as well, is time to reflect. And I think it's important to take time to reflect on what has been before we look into the future and move forward. And so asking yourself, what is working well in my life and my business? I know for me in doing this, I was able to establish how I've been able to streamline my processes even further. And that has really allowed me even more time freedom for myself in my business. My new business model, including the Mum Boss Mastermind, has been so successful in creating an offer that is really perfect to my ideal client and meeting them where they're at and providing a solution for them. And so having time to really sit and think about what's working well, you can really dive into all of these things. And sometimes we don't pay enough attention to these things. It's like we go through our day-to-day life. We're doing the daily grind almost that we always need to take that time to just stop and reflect. And of course, celebrate the things that are going well. And even in those harder times, there are always things going well. And so it's always nice to really anchor into those things, celebrate them before looking ahead as well. So from here, I then move into my challenges. You know, there are so many lessons that we can take away from the hard times, the difficult things, the challenges that we've overcome, the things that haven't gone to plan. And it's also an opportunity to look at right now as well. What are the challenges that you're currently facing? And when we can really look at these challenges, we can look at them through the lens of curiosity and see where we can make some changes. And so I think it's really important to take some time to dive into these as well. You know, I know for me, last year, I had a really successful launch of my group coaching program, Reset and Reignite. It was the first time I'd ever launched it. It was incredible. It had the most dream clients. It was just everything I wanted it to be and more. Now, when I launched it a second time, which I've talked about on the podcast previously, it didn't go to plan. And so whenever I experience a challenge in life, but also business in particular, I always like to allow some time and space to sit in that and actually pick it apart, you know, ask myself questions about how could it have gone better? What could I have done differently? What did it teach me? What was the lesson or takeaway I learned from that experience? And so it's always nice to give yourself that opportunity to really sit down with those challenges as well and pull them apart, because that's how we learn, that's how we grow, that's how we evolve. And so there's always such beauty in our challenges as well. Now, I also like to assess my business as a whole as well. You know, really reviewing my current office suite, my messaging, what are the projects I have coming up? What are the projects that I want to be doing? And I really forward focus on where I want my business to be. And then I bridge the gap between where I currently am and where I want to be. And I look at it in terms of, where do I want my business to be at the end of the quarter? Where do I want my business to be at the end of the year? Where do I want my business to be long-term vision, you know, 5 years, 10 years? What is it that I'm working towards? What is that impact that I'm wanting to create? And I really go into it. I really go as deep as I possibly can in that process as well. And I think having a goal to work towards and focus on is incredibly helpful. It allows us to align our tasks and activities and projects and offers and all the things to that goal. It also helps you be more productive as well, because anything that doesn't align with that future focus, that goal that you have in mind, you can simply table for another time, or simply say no to it, or go, actually, that's not going to work for me with what it is that I'm wanting to create. And so that can be really helpful to really sit down and think of that, the business long term, what your vision is it for it, what is the impact you're wanting to create, the legacy perhaps you're wanting to leave behind, all of those things. And getting clear, because otherwise we can just get stuck in the day-to-day and not really be moving your business forward in the way that you want to be as well. Now, when we're looking at that end vision for your business, it's also important to take a moment and ask yourself, what is holding you back from achieving your goal? You might have a goal in mind of leaving your job to go all in on your business, or not return to your job from maternity leave. You might want to match the income you once had from your previous job. You might want to reach that luminous six-figure mark, whatever it is for you. What is holding you back from currently achieving it? And this is where we can dive deeper and where we can uncover so much. And often there are limiting beliefs that are lurking beneath the surface, coming into play to sabotage us from conquering our goals. And often we're not even aware of them. And that is why, you know, having a coach to support you is so helpful, as they can be somebody that can identify these sneaky little beliefs, pull them out, and help you rewrite new beliefs that do align with where you're going and where you want to be, and being that person who has achieved that goal that you have. And this is something where having support as a mum in business is honestly something that I think is so very needed. And if you're someone who is wanting a little bit more support, then I would love to invite you to join the Mum Boss Mastermind. It's an incredible subscription style group coaching experience with like-minded mums in business. Our focus really is on connection, coaching, and support. And you not only get the amazing women inside to lean on for encouragement, you also get me as your coach every step of the way as well. Now, it is a smaller, intimate group program, and I have strategically capped the numbers at 10, so that way you feel very seen and heard, and you receive that high level support that you deserve. We have fortnightly group coaching calls, a private community for support in between the calls, so you always have somewhere to turn when you're facing those challenges, or you're needing that support, or you have something incredible that you want to celebrate with us. So you can get all of this for just $147 per month. I will pop the link in the show notes so you can come over and join us if this is something that you're wanting. Now, when I take a moment to go through my review process, I do this for both my life and my business. Now, this looks like reviewing all aspects of my business. So for me, that would be marketing, looking at my marketing in my business. How is that performing for me? I look at my finances, you know, what is the business bringing in, the revenue, the profit margin, the expenses. I look at the growth, so how my business has grown and I really pinpoint that back to a certain time and I review it against that. I look at my admin, you know, my processes, my systems. I look at my clients and, you know, the clients that I've called in, how many I'm working with. I look at the impact that I'm creating. And then also something that I think is really important, not everyone does, is also looking at your fulfillment factor as well. You know, is this business fulfilling me? Do I still feel as passionately about it as I once did? And it's an opportunity to then review those things as well. Now, from a life perspective, that's when I look into areas like family, friends, romantic relationship, fun, health, money, personal growth, and physical environment. And so I really dive deep into where I'm currently standing in each of these areas. What do each of these areas look like for me? How do they feel? And gaining full clarity on where I currently am. Now, when I do this, I really dive deep. I don't just sort of look at that and go, okay, in my business, system-wise, I've got systems set up for all of these things and they're working well. I dive really deep into it. I actually really assess each of these areas in detail. Once I've done that, I then look at what I desire for each of these areas as well. You know, what am I wanting in this area of my life or business to look like? What do I want it to feel like? What are the things that I'm wanting to be different? What are the things that I'm wanting to call into this area? And again, diving deep into that as well. And I think when you sit down and really allow yourself to explore this, it is amazing at what insight you can actually get. But also, just as important, how much you can dream and cultivate what it is that you desire for yourself in each of these areas as well. And when you do this, especially from the desire standpoint, dream big, you know, really dive into like, if I could have anything that I wanted, what would this area of my life or business look like? And really, you know, get pen to paper and really go into that. And I know for me, again, I make this such a beautiful ritual process for myself. When I allow myself that time and space and I put pen to paper, I just write and I just really dream up of what I want that area of my life to look like. And I think, you know, making myself a big cup of tea, playing some relaxing music in the background on Spotify, you know, I like to get cozy in my swing chair, which you may have seen in my office space if you follow me on socials. And I make it such a beautiful process to go through. And it's actually something I really enjoy. And I think when you end on that note of really going into your desires and your dreams and your goals, it brings such excitement to you. Like it really inspires me. So I would love for you to really think about those things for yourself as well. And, you know, this powerful process is actually something that I'm going to be taking you through as part of my upcoming Q2 planning and strategy workshop for mums in business, and you are invited to come along. So it is an exclusive planning and strategy workshop, which has been very much designed for you, the mum in business, who really dreams of cultivating that fulfilling life and thriving business. And this workshop is really more than just a planning session. It's a live and interactive hour experience that is going to equip you with the tools, strategies, and mindset shifts necessary to make your quarter number two the most impactful it can be in your life and your business as well. So we're going to be diving into what I've spoken about already, plus so much more. You are going to get clarity and direction from this workshop where you can actually ditch the overwhelm and have a crystal clear actionable plan for your quarter. You are going to be able to, you know, discover how to outline your priorities, ensuring that they not only resonate with your business vision, but also reflect your family's values as well, enabling you to progress forward without so much sacrifice as well. We are going to uncover strategies, and there'll be practical tools that are really designed to help you grow your business, to improve your operational improve efficiency and your overall impact. And I will help you leverage your time and resources so that you get the best results as well. And ensuring that your to-do list and projects don't just stay plans, but they actually become something that you have achieved. We will also identify, you know, the potential obstacles that could be in your way. Things that I see so often is comparison, or of course, the dreaded mum guilt, and find ways to really navigate these barriers to ensure that you have a strong mindset that will actually help you propel forward. You'll also get an exclusive workbook that you can go through as well. And this has been really designed to streamline your process, your planning, and provide you with the ability to execute on your goals as well. And so I'm really excited to be offering this. It will be on Thursday, the 28th of March at 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. You can secure your spot now for just $37. The link will be in the show notes so you can jump on and secure your spot. If you can't make it live, there will be a replay recording and workbook will be sent to your inbox, so you will have that. So I hope to see you there, as we are going to be diving into what I've obviously already spoken about today, but so much more. It is going to be a jam-packed hour filled with value for you, and I can't wait to offer it for you. In the meantime, I hope you've got a lot out of today's episode, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.